Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to talk millennials with Claudia Vecchio. She's the director of the Nevada Department of Tourism and Cultural Affairs. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Dick Gamek, Trey Abney, and Joe Gill. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
I am Keith Tierney, candidate for Washoe County Judge. It's time to elect a judge from our community with broad experience and sound discretion. I've been practicing here for 30 years. I've had my own firm, and I was the United States Bankruptcy Trustee. I founded Civil Rights for Seniors, helping them fight wrongful foreclosures and helping seniors and their families address end-of-life decisions. Remember to go down the ballot and vote for Keith Tierney.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We're delighted to welcome to the program Claudia Vecchio. She is director of the Nevada Department of Tourism and Cultural Affairs. Pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you.
So, the big story is the push towards millennials.
Yes.
First of all, for our older audience, who are millennials and why do we want them?
Millennials are a fascinating group. They are generally those that are about 18 years old up to the mid-30s. And in our marketing efforts, we actually go to what we call young Gen Xers, so they go up to about 40 years old. But this is first of all, it's a gigantic group. Those of us who have been in generational marketing for a while look at boomers, and boomers were about 77 million. And these folks represent about 79 to 80 million. So by sheer numbers, it's a big group. The second thing that is so interesting about millennials is that they interact with brands much the same way that that boomers did and really older generations, because they, again, we didn't see this in Gen Xers, but they are very brand loyal. So once you get a millennial to interact and connect with your brand, you will have them for a very long time. So that's why they're really important to us, that we connect with them young and we continue to keep them as loyal fans throughout their lifetime.
Now, they are gamers in the sense that they play video games, but they have not necessarily been people that play slot machines. And, you know, we're just starting to see, and it seems crazy to me, it's taken so long, the slot machine manufacturers are starting to dream up games that look more like video games and are perhaps competitive. So you have to get to a certain level before you can place a bet on whether you'll get beyond that. Does that surprise you that it's taken them so long to get there?
Well, not really. I mean, when you look at that general audience for the gaming industry, which really is the boomers, and they are going through an evolution in how they manage technology with the games and the ability to change games very quickly. But to see now the evolution into this real gamification of games, if you will, and the video piece of it, I'm very glad that they're getting there. I don't think it's necessarily surprising. It's just an evolution, and they're matching their audience needs.
What's also interesting is that as Las Vegas in particular pivots towards Asia in terms of Genting coming in onto the Strip and other major casino companies operating in Macau, Singapore, etc., that the major market for huge video games is in Asia. That's where they have these incredible groups. There was a big article in the New York Times last weekend that talks about how there are literally tens of thousands of people online playing these games at the same time, and they're making money off them, not in hundreds and thousands of dollars, but $5 and $10 at a time. So how are you setting about reaching those folks?
Well, Asia certainly is a very strong market for Nevada tourism, both from a statewide level as well as our destination marketing organizations in Reno and Las Vegas. And we reach out to market in China as well as South Korea, and really trying to get those folks here from a gaming standpoint, but they also enjoy doing other things in Nevada as well. So,
for example,
they are very much into the Western culture. So we talk a lot about the cowboy culture and about the kind of the Western folk life experience that they can have while they're here. They love that. They're very interested in Beatty. They're very interested in Elko. And then they also do enjoy outdoor adventure. And so we talk to them about the things that they can do around Lake Tahoe. So while gaming and Las Vegas and the nightlife and the excitement of all of that certainly is the initial hook, they will and want to do other experiences available throughout Nevada.
So it's pretty much like, come for 3 days to Las Vegas and then spend a couple of days out traveling across Nevada.
Yeah, the interesting thing about the Asian audience is that they have historically come as large groups on a bus tour or some type of an organized trip, but increasingly younger, millennial Chinese, particularly, and Japanese will come by themselves. They do speak English, so they feel much more comfortable getting in a car and traveling the state on their own. So we are increasingly talking to them as what we call frequent individual travelers as opposed to groups. But there is an enormous opportunity with groups and conventions as well in China. And so we're really talking to a whole separate group of travel agents and tour operators in China to bring gigantic incentive groups over. So there's a number of different ways that we talk to this market.
Now, there's 300 million people in China that have the money to be able to travel. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's almost the population of the United States.
Exactly.
So it's a huge population. And also, at the same time, we're seeing a crackdown on Macau of just looking at a whole group of government offices that they're concerned that have been up to no good. And so that's kind of slowing down. There was an article today in Union Gaming that said that lowering the price targets for some of the American companies that are operating in Macau. But does that give an opportunity to bring those folks over to here if they're not getting to Macau?
Yeah, absolutely. There are a couple things that have had to have changed to really open that market for us. First of all, is the rise of the Chinese middle class, and that group really is the middle and upper middle class that you're talking about. Also, the visa processing, which really the U.S. Travel Association, in conjunction with the Chinese government and other commercial officers, have really stepped up the visa processing time. It used to be that it would take months and a very expensive in-person interview. Now it happens within days. And so that processing enhancement has really opened the doors. And then in the U.S., the destinations such as Las Vegas and such as Reno and the other ones in Nevada, welcoming those visitors by having Chinese speakers and by having the kinds of, everything as simple as the kind of food they offer to the kind of entertainment they offer, those kinds of things also really do put out the welcome mat for Chinese visitors. So there's a number of different things that have had to have happened that have. And so I think really the floodgates are about to burst open, and we in Nevada just need to be sure we're ready and have the resources available to welcome this audience.
Quick answer, do we have enough air service?
No. We need to get air service, and that is something that we work with both domestic and international carriers all the time. In every one of our 9 international markets, we are talking to them about air service into Las Vegas and into Reno.
All right, let's take a break more with Claudia Vecchio when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244. or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
I'm Elisa Caffaretta, candidate for Reno City Council, and I want to talk about smart government.
Don't you mean small government?
Mother, smart government is focused on building an innovative, connected, and safe city.
Well, you should make it easier for people and cut the red tape.
Smart government is my plan to support tech startups and local businesses and to create jobs.
And what about controlling the city's budget?
That's what I'm saying. I'm Elisa Caffaretta. I'm asking for your vote for Reno City Council.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Claudia Vecchio. She's the director of the Nevada Department of Tourism and Cultural Affairs. So we've talked about Asia. Let's talk about Central America and South America. What is our outreach like there? I noticed that there's a big Brazilian festival coming up in Las Vegas.
Brazil is an increasingly important market. It's one of the top 10 international inbound markets to Nevada. And we recently, as a state, got a representative in Brazil to start really a very robust sales and marketing program there. Las Vegas has been in Brazil for many years. And again, it's an incredibly wealthy market. They are interested in the kinds of activities that we have in Nevada, certainly the city and the urban experiences, but they're skiers. They love Lake Tahoe. They love the outdoor adventure as well. So again, one of those audiences that we can go to with a kind of a bifold message about the urban and the rural attractions here.
And it's interesting because traditionally South Florida has been their destination. Mm-hmm. There's a huge population for people from all across South America and Central America, and so Florida has become a hub. Mm-hmm. So they have a lot of disposable income,
right?
And they're used to paying high room rates. Our room rates in Nevada are pretty low as far as they're concerned.
That's exactly right. They see Nevada not only as a value in the from a sheer cost standpoint, but they also see Nevada as a overall value in what they can get out of a vacation. And that really, as we look at all international and domestic market, it's the value we can create for this state. Overall, our room rates are incredibly low, and
even the expensive ones.
Even the expensive ones.
You know, if you go to New York or D.C. and you stay in a decent hotel, you're talking $400 a night.
Yes.
Any property in Vegas would be pretty much happy with $400 a night.
Yeah, they would be. Fortunately, we're seeing room rates go up, and so I'm very glad to see that hoteliers are putting a value around the Nevada brand, a higher value around the Nevada brand. But as a visitor to the area, the overall capital V value of an experience in Nevada is incredibly good. And certainly the Brazilians see that, Chinese see that, and then our top-tier markets, which really Canada and Mexico, which are legacy markets for us, they both see that value tremendously as well.
And over the last few years, we've seen tremendous changes in the kind of things, not only in Las Vegas, but also here in Northern Nevada with Burning Man, mm-hmm. 70,000 people showing up over the Labor Day weekend, and then that spinoff coming into Reno before and after the event, the Electric Daisy Carnival. Now MGM is building these huge venues where North City Center was originally going to be. Your thoughts on how this is all changing?
These kinds of events, I think, are essential for the Nevada, and I keep talking about the Nevada brand. But I fully believe that it is these maverick, sort of funky, kind of, you know, innovative, out there kinds of events that create the kind of brand that is in, that makes Nevada interesting to Tesla, that makes Nevada interesting to these maverick, free-thinking businesses that eventually want to come to the state. And it's that kind of thinking, that kind of innovation that sets Nevada apart from any other state. So this is what I think is so incredibly important for Nevada and makes this brand really very cool, very attractive to millennials, but very attractive to business as well.
All right, so you bring up a very interesting point with only about a minute left here, which is that when you get a company like a Tesla mm-hmm. or a Switch that are huge in the state but very high-techy, how are you now going to leverage that in terms of your message?
Yeah, again, it speaks so well to millennials, and it's that it's cool and it's kind of, you know, breaks the edge, and that is the message of Nevada. It is, if you want an experience that is different from any place else, that is cutting edge, that is free thinking, it is. Don't fence me in, which is what the Nevada, which is our campaign message.
Nice play there.
I know. Thank you. It is. You know, it really is that kind of a thinking, and it's those kind of people who are natural fit for Nevada, because that is our DNA. And that really is our future, I believe, in creating this extraordinary brand for this extraordinary state.
Well, and it's interesting because Tesla has already talked about having an area where tourists can come
yes.
and go through the region.
Mm-hmm.
Story County is definitely the boom town.
That's great.
Thank you so much for being here. Come back soon, will you?
Absolutely. Thank
you. All right.
You.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
When it comes to enforcing the law and keeping families safe, the last thing we can afford is a mistake by an inexperienced lawyer. A lawyer like Adam Laxalt. In a performance review, Laxalt's firm called him a train wreck. His work, sloppy. They concluded he doesn't even have the basic skill set to be a lawyer. In fact, Laxalt has never even tried a case in Nevada. And now he wants to be our attorney general? Adam Laxalt, dangerously inexperienced.
Advanced Transmissions is a locally run business. The friendly staff will give you and your transmission the treatment you deserve. Our skilled technicians take pride in their work, and it shows. Come in today for Advanced Transmissions' $85 transmission service. Advanced Transmissions, located at the corner of Hymer and Rock.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPoint panel. As always, Dick Gamick, the Washoe County District Attorney, is here. Joe Gill, the attorney, and Trey Abney, Director of Government Relations for the Chamber.
Thank
Pleasure
you.
To have you all here. Ebola. Has the media gone insane?
Yes. Ebola's what
a lot of people don't understand. I remember reading about Ebola, 20 years ago, 30 years ago? It's a nasty disease. At that time, there were no survivors from Ebola. It really does some bad things to human bodies. But it's been around for a long time. And all of a sudden, it's an absolute panic. We've had, our second case in the United States? And what really floored me, the doctors and the medical people volunteer to go to Africa to try to help over. They contract it, and what happens? They bring them right back to the United States. And I'm sorry that my bleeding heart isn't showing too much here, but why bring the disease back into the country when you know what it's like? I didn't understand that one at all. But I think the media has gone absolutely nuts over this.
Well, and there's no balances. There are 300 million people plus in this country, and two people have succumbed to Ebola.
Right. You got to trust the experts, it seems to me.
And who are the experts? Well, that's the big question.
Well, driving over here, you know, they've put protocols in all of the, in the world airports where most of the people from West Africa arrive first. Driving over here this morning, I heard that the Brussels airport has, they're either refusing or they haven't put in the protocols for testing. So once those are in place, it'll be controlled.
I mean, this will be a media frenzy until the next missing airplane or the next riot. How many people worldwide or even in the United States die from flu every year?
Well,
certainly a lot more than two.
Right.
Those are just two people that have contracted it and haven't died from it. So they'll move along to something else once this has died down.
All right. Still staying with the media here. So the Reno Gazette Journal has moved their editorial opinion to the front page in terms of this whole Washoe County School Board situation. Has the Reno Gazette Journal gone too far in putting their editorial opinion on the front page versus on the editorial page where some of us believe it should be?
I'm biased in this area because I've been involved in this thing quite a bit and know probably more than the general public does. And we're
share.
Also looking,
you know, nobody watches this program. Share what you have.
And we're have some other things we're looking at right now that I'm not going to even get into. But in this particular instance, this is such a traumatic impact on Washoe County that I don't think so. I think the editors have the right to make that kind of decision.
But it's not really the editors. You know what's funny? Tom Mitchell, the former editor of the Las Vegas Review Journal, was talking about editorial board opinions. And he said, you know what they are? They're the opinion of the publisher. That's really what the publisher thinks is what comes out in those editorials.
Well, the editorial board here has been up with the publisher, the editor, and the editorial board individual, Steve Falcone.
Right.
And Kelly's involved in that, so I can't just say it's just John's opinion because you got three people involved in it high on the paper. Now, it may wind up being that way because he is the boss, but even if it is, he's the publisher of the paper, and this particular, what's going on in this particular instance has got some serious repercussions for this county. We're bringing a lot of high-tech technical stuff in here with the drones, with Tesla, with all these stuff. We need to have kids that are educated, well-educated, so that they can keep up with what's happening in
all
this
right,
area
all
now.
Right. The superintendent is a CPA. He's not an educator in the classic sense of being a teacher. There are plenty of people in this country and in this state that could take the superintendent position and keep things going in a positive direction. No, Joe?
I agree. I think they could. But to answer your question, I disagree with Dick. I think that the newspaper has made too much out of this in the sense that all of the facts are not known, and the editorial page being moved to the front page, I think, just excites the issue more than it should have been excited, and taking opinion positions without all of the facts being known. I just think the paper's done, the Gazette Journal has not done a good service to the community.
You know, when the Las Vegas Review Journal went after, initially through, they'd always done it in their editorials, but it came through in the news stories quite boldly. When they were attacking Senator Reid, when
right.
he was up for re-election,
right.
It resulted in the publisher and the editor being removed soon after that whole affair was done. And mainly because Stevens Group, that owns the paper, had business in D.C.
Sure.
That they needed to get done. So your thoughts on, you know, does this help or hinder a newspaper? I mean, or does it just sell papers?
I expressed my concern last time. It does sell papers. I think the RGJ is looking to be a thought leader in this community. They want to drive the conversation. I think there's certainly a legitimate conversation to be had whether a newspaper should be driving conversations and making news or whether it should be just reporting on what happened. I don't necessarily even disagree with the editorial. I do have a concern when they move the opinion, and not just to the front page, the top of the fold. You know, that is the news headline for the paper that day, and I think it's concerning.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Gentlemen, thank you all very much. We'll be right back on About the Newsmakers after this timeout.
Pete, when Bob got into the accident, I was terrified. His injuries were so severe, but once we knew he was going to be okay, what then?
I couldn't go back to work for a long time, and we got way behind on our bills.
We had hired an attorney, but when our case kept dragging on, we didn't know how we were going to get by. Thankfully, our attorney knew about Oasis Legal Finance.
Oasis looked at our case and got us the money the very next day.
What a relief it was. We didn't have to wait until our case settled, and the money from Oasis helped us when we needed it most.
At first, I wasn't so sure. What if we lost the case? How would we be able to pay back Oasis? But then I found out if we did lose, we wouldn't have to pay them back. So there was no risk in doing it. No risk.
If you were involved in an accident and hired an attorney to fight for the compensation you deserve but need money now before your case settles, then call Oasis today. Oasis has given millions of dollars to people like you who need money fast while waiting for their case to settle. There's no risk, so call now.
I was hurt badly in a car accident just after my wife gave birth. We were counting on the cash for my lawsuit to get caught up, but the case took forever.
Honestly, we didn't know what we were going to do. Then we saw an Oasis TV commercial and called. We were approved and got money from Oasis the next day.
Not in a week, the very next day.
I was hurt at work and filed a workers' comp claim. I called Oasis and they gave me the cash I needed. Unfortunately, I ended up losing my case, but Oasis let us keep the money. They kept their promise and we didn't need to pay them back.
There are no out-of-pocket costs and no payments until your case is settled. If you lose your case, you don't have to repay Oasis. There's no risk. Call Oasis now to see how much money you can get before your case settles.
Call now. 1-800-895-8606. 1-800-895-8606. 1-800-895-8606.
On our next broadcast, the great debate on the education initiative, also known as the margins tax. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.